Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters says opposition to boot camps is coming from a cacophony of clowns. Children's Minister Karen Chaw from ACT says Oranga Tamariki will pilot military-style camps for young offenders by the middle of the year. Experts say there is no evidence such camps reduce offending, and in fact, they can expose participants to the risk of violence and abuse. But Mr. Peters compares them to the limited service volunteer scheme set up under the Labour New Zealand First Government in 2017, when the Defence Force ran intensive 6-week courses to teach life and motivational skills to young unemployed, which he says were particularly successful for young Māori.
Here we go, failing out to do the people are trying to turn their lives around, and the usual cacophony of clowns call themselves experts saying this won't work. They've never talked to Pōnanga. They've never talked to the Māori who are the very head of the military of this country. No, just carry on, give the abuse, and media blindly, ignorantly report them.
Winston Peters. Labour has launched a petition to save school lunches. Leader Chris Hipkins says the Free and Healthy School Lunches program not only feeds tamariki and helps them to learn, but also saves whānau money. Labour's education spokesperson, Jan Tinetti, says free school lunches save a family $33 a week per child and also creates jobs in communities.
The school lunches program is hugely successful. 220,000 kids across the country are getting a free and healthy lunch at school every day. We know that it's making a big difference, and the government are threatening to cut that. David Seymour was talking openly just this week about cutting it by up to 50%. So I think that basically it's got a dagger hanging over its head.
Chris Hipkins. A Māori app designer living in Australia has developed a guide to help NRL commentating teams with the pronunciation of Reo Māori and Pacifica names. Stephen Gallagher from Ngāti Porou spelled out the names of all 510 players in the National Rugby League phonetically and added audio clips of him saying the names. He says the NRL pronunciation guide was made for commentators and fans alike who are interested in getting their pronunciation correct out of respect for the players.
Because we're putting more of an emphasis on getting it right, it is, you know, when you hear it said wrong, a lot of people go, you know, or is that right? I'm not too sure if that's right. How do I say that? So there are a lot more questions being asked now than sort of, you know, 10, 15 years ago where it's like, oh, well, this is how I think it's said, so this is how I'm going to say it.
Stephen Gallagher says the response has been overwhelmingly positive, with Fox Sports and radio stations across Australia asking for the guide. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!